I happened to be living in Springfield at the time, and the best part of it was, is that in the, like, you would close the woman's door in the bathroom, and I remember seeing Go Socks, and I thought, really? Or the houses, you'd come out, because every game, well, I think almost every game, went into overtime, right? So we'd be outside, and all the other lights are on in the whole block. And kids, like, the attendance was down in school, and kids weren't going to school, but it's okay, it's the Red Sox, right? I mean, there's education, and then there's the Red Sox, and we know where they're stacked. So this was an amazing experience. And again, yes, it was a game, but they didn't write newspaper articles. People didn't say, you know, really, I can die now because the Red Sox won. And many people did. So games mean something more to us. Absolutely means something more. So now, just this is an abrupt transition here. There was 3 years where I actually did have a real job, sort of. I was the head of a college department teaching games. So again, it was sort of a real job. Now I just got to talk about making them as opposed to making them. And I was at a dinner. Part of the job of it, when you're a chair of a department, is to eat. And I did that very well. And so I'm out at a dinner with this guy called Zig Jackson. So this is Zig in this photograph. This is also one of Zig's photographs. He's a photographer. And he goes all around the country taking pictures of himself. And, you know, you can see here he's got Zig's Indian Reservation. And this particular shot is one. This is one of the more traditional shots. This is a rain dancer. And this is one of my favorite shots here. So you can look at this, and maybe you've even seen things like this. This is an expression of culture, right? And this is actually from his Degradation series. And what was most fascinating to me about this series is just look at that little boy there.